New music from the Walters, I Love You So, here on Radio 9. There's a picture in the news today of Dr. Oz, who I don't know if you've heard or not. I don't know if you've turned on a TV in the last 2 months, but you may have noticed one or two commercials. Dr. Oz is running for the Senate in Pennsylvania. And some people say, why is he running for the Senate in Pennsylvania when he lives in New Jersey? Well, why does he live in New Jersey is an even better question. But there's a picture in the news today. I guess he was out in Hollywood yesterday, and he's down on his hands and knees, and he's kissing. He's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and he's kissing his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And the good news is, based on all the urine that must be on his star by now, he's immune from COVID-19. I'm gonna tell you a story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I think that's how it works. That's what Joe Rogan said. Little song for all the dirty water on Dr. Oz's. I wouldn't do that myself. To go to Hollywood to do that on, do something dirty on Dr. Oz's star? Heavens no, I wouldn't do that. I hate waiting in lines. Broadcasting from approximately coast to coast and from one side of Lyle Boulevard to the other, You're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, and 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with the Week in Review. And the week ended with the U.S. sounding the alarm over Russia's intentions towards Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said there is gathering intelligence to suggest an invasion could be close, telling American citizens to leave Ukraine by the end of this weekend and ruling out any prospect of a U.S. military evacuation for any Americans left behind.
There is a very distinct possibility that Russia will choose to act militarily, and there is reason to believe that that could happen on a reasonably swift time frame.
President Biden, in an interview with NBC, underscored that he will not mount another Afghan-style rescue mission for Americans or other Westerners who get caught behind Russian lines.
What scenarios would you put American troops to rescue and get Americans out?
There's not. That's a world war. When Americans and Russians start shooting at one another, we're in a very different world than we've ever been in.
The Russians spent all week insisting they have no plans to invade Ukraine, do not seek to overthrow the government in Kyiv, and are open to ongoing diplomacy. Britain's Defense Secretary Ben Wallace was one of a host of European officials who trekked to Moscow for meetings with top Kremlin officials.
When they say to me they are not going to invade Ukraine, we will take that seriously. But as I've also said, we will look at the actions that accompany it.
But the US ended the week announcing it's sending 3,000 more troops to Poland. President Biden is at Camp David this weekend monitoring events and open, White House officials say, to a phone conversation with Vladimir Putin. In other news of the week, Canada's Freedom Convoy of protesting truckers spread to the United States. That's the sound of a highway in Alaska being blockaded. The Premier of Ontario declared a state of emergency as thousands of truckers demanding an end to vaccine mandates and the resignation of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau continued to besiege Ottawa and blocked bridges and land crossings between Canada and the US. The protests are securing funding and political support from the far right in America. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
No, really?
Fox News.
The Canadian truckers are heroes. They are patriots, and they are marching for your freedom and for my freedom. Those truck drivers, God bless them, they're defending Canada, but they're defending America as well.
Cressida Dick, the head of the Metropolitan Police, announced her resignation. She's been beset with difficulties for months and made the decision after the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, pulled the rug out from under her.
He has left me no choice but to step aside. I say this with deep sadness and regret.
And the U.S. delayed plans to roll out COVID-19 vaccines for the under fives. The Food and Drug Administration says the decision requires more study. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Opinions expressed on the Jay Thurber Show are not those of this radio station.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
The trucker protests in Canada are being supported financially by the far right in the U.S.? Shocking! I'm shocked! Another shocking spectacle. The grassroots getting us started here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. 106, much more music time. The idea that the far right in the U.S. might be backing these protests, I find that hard to believe. I fell off of a turnip truck this morning.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening. Here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch. This wonderful weekend with your radio.
And now chocolate cookies with white stuff in the middle brings you the radio calendar for today, Saturday, February 12th, 2022. And as we look in, we see that it's City Theater now through February 22nd. It's The Medium, a play based on the writings of Marshall McLuhan that explores the effect of media and emerging technologies on our perceptions, our psyches, and our personal lives. That's at City Theater on the South Side through February 22nd. For more information, 412-431-2489 or go to citytheatercompany.org. At the Andy Warhol Museum, you have just two more days to see Marisol and Warhol take New York. It charts the emergence of the Paris and Pittsburgh-born pop artists in the early 1960s, exploring their relationships, their personas, and their artistic practices from 1960 through 1968, on display now through Monday at the Andy Warhol Museum on the North Side. For more information, warhol.org. At the Harris Theater, it's the film Drive My Car, a road movie that travels a path of love, loss, acceptance, and peace. Winner of three prizes at the Cannes Film Festival, including Best Screenplay. That's at the Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Avenue, downtown. For more information, trustarts.org. The Pittsburgh Guitar Show will be at the Printscape Arena in Canonsburg. That's on Sunday, February 27th. Returns with vendors from around the country buying, selling, and trading new, used, and vintage guitars, amps, effects pedals, and much more. For more information, guitarshowusa.org. At the Phipps Conservatory right now through March 6th. Wash away the winter blues in a sea of all-star specimens from Phipps Orchid and Bonsai Collections. That's through March 6th at Phipps Conservatory in Shelley Park, phipps.conservatory.org. For more information, Carnegie Library of McKeesport presenting Chef Olaf... should have read this before. Olafemi Manley and A Taste of Africa. That's on February 25th at 2 o'clock in the children's room. Chef Olafemi invokes the origins of soul food and its cultural impact on America. The history of the family reunion, Sunday dinners, and the transition of African food into American comfort food. This event will examine the African diet before, during, and after slavery. Of course, you also get a taste of fried chicken, black-eyed peas, rice, collard greens, candied yams, mac and cheese, cornbread, hush puppies, pound cake, and chocolate cake and sweet tea. Register in advance, please. But it is free and open to the public. That's at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport at 2 o'clock, February 25th, a discussion of the cuisine of Africa and how it influenced cooking in America with Chef Olafemi Manley and A Taste of Africa. For more information, mckeesportlibrary.org or 412-672-0625. Also at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport, Tuesdays during Black History Month, screening Black America Since MLK and Still I Rise. That's at 11 a.m. Tuesday, February 15th and February 22nd, mckeesportlibrary.org. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio, email radio-calendar@wrct.org. Make sure to send it at least 2 weeks in advance. The radio calendar is a copyrighted feature of Radio 9 and may not be reproduced without the express written permission of the Pittsburgh Steelers and the commissioner of the National Football League. In the background, the shadows. Let's get back to the music.
Jay Thurber
screws up more things in 3 hours on the radio than most people screw up in a week.
In Pittsburgh.
Steve Miller on Radio 9. 1:15, much more music time. I Made a Boo-Boo. I played that song by the Walters. That's not actually a new song. It's been re-released because it went viral on TikTok. That's happening a lot lately. That song actually came out 6 years ago, maybe. Might be new to you and new to me, but it's not a new song. This isn't either. It's an oldie but a goodie by Chuck Jackson on Radio 9.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love, and you'll be on your way. Then, my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Oh, any day. All alone. Oh,
someone new. Oh, to my sad surprise, in the blue, shadows will fall all over town. Oh, any day now, love will let me die. We'll be right back.
Gabriel and the Angels on Radio 9 at 121. Much more music time. New music coming your way from, how about from Aurora? Coming up right after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. I can hear a train in the background sneaking up on me. Just getting ready any moment to blow its whistle. Can you hear it? Can you hear the rumble in the background? Okay, rumble all the... It didn't blow its whistle for the railroad crossing. I'm going to have to report that to somebody. I'm not sure if it's the Federal Railroad Commission or the Federal Radio Commission. Anyways, what to tell you about. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Yes, it's all those mostly instrumental but some vocal soft favorites from the 60s and the 70s. Resurrected, brought back to you to ease you into your weekend. It's Eric O'Brien, and it's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Coming up over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio. At 5 o'clock, the simulcast ends, and on 88.3, it's Chop Shop with Dan Strange, offering you confusing sounds for confusing times. Listen to Chop Shop with Dan Strange at 5 o'clock Saturdays on 88.3, and then stay tuned at 6 o'clock for Mutations, Prosthetics, and Moths in Your Mixers. It's Radio Free Radio with Steve on 88.3. On Tube City Online Radio, coming up at 5 o'clock, for most people, it's the best part of the most important football game of the year, halftime. And many of the biggest names in music have taken that 12-minute plunge. Coming up at 5 o'clock today on the Kirsten and Amber Show. Well, Kirsten and Amber will be talking about some of those halftime shows and playing some of that music from halftime shows of the Super Bowl. Tune in to the Kirsten and Amber Show, 5 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio at tubecityonline.com/radio or WMCK.FM. And then at 6 o'clock, it's the Tragical History Tour with Lisa B. No matter how you listen to Radio 9, there's lots of good listening coming your way today.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Rain possible this afternoon, possibly mixed with snow, and a high near 37 degrees. Slight chance of snow showers overnight. Colder, cloudy, low of 18. Sunny on Sunday, 28. Partly sunny Monday, 27. Tuesday, sunny, high near 38. Wednesday, partly sunny and warmer with a high near 56. Showers likely Thursday with a high near 60. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess. 33 right now in Beaver County, 31 in Butler, 35, we dropped a degree in Washington and outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. Some light snow in the area, 31 degrees with new music from Aurora.
I'm not pure. I guess that I'm too much. I'll never know.
That's new music from Aurora here on Radio 9 with me, Uncle Smedley. Yes, go ahead.
Hey, what's that gum you're chewing?
Dentine.
Where'd you get it?
I got it at the candy store. Dentine. I'm going out tonight and want to be sure. Dentine. When I'm holding my baby tight. Dentine. Everything is gonna be alright.
Well, what does Dentine do?
It helps keep my breath fresh and my teeth clean.
How?
I don't know, but it does, and it tastes good too. So if you're going out tonight and you want to hold your baby tight, be sure your teeth and breath are fresh and clean. Go to your candy store and get Dentine.
Go to your candy store and get Dentine. Helps keep breath fresh, keep teeth clean.
You've seen him in your wildest nightmares.
Jay Thurber!
Now prepare to experience the most outrageous man on radio.
Cat Stevens here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com, on Facebook and Twitter throughout the week, making people angry, bringing people together to say mean things to one another. If I can inspire someone to say something nasty on the internet or possibly strike a loved one well, then it's all been worthwhile, hasn't it? At Jay Thurber Show on Twitter and Facebook. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport, WMCK.FM. It's 1:31. More news coming your way at 2 o'clock. We'll check your weather in about 20 minutes. Jason the Blues, just minutes from news, rocking and rolling and paying our dues. Here's Steely Dan on Radio 9.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you
since you were 17. In all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Steely Dan kicking us off of this half hour. Did you, there's a story in the New York Times this morning about a fundraiser. You remember former President Trump? He was president a while ago. We have another story about him coming up later on in the show. I know that you can't go, golly, it's been so difficult getting through the day without President Trump in the news every 15 seconds, but there's been a couple of big news stories that have broken this week about former President Trump, who you may or may not remember him. Was a while ago. Anyways, in the New York Times this morning, reporting on a Christmas fundraiser for charity that former President Trump held in Naples, Florida. A long red carpet marked the pathway into a Christmas-decorated hangar filled with supporters who paid $10,000 to $30,000 for the privilege of attending this Christmas party. So at least $10,000 a ticket. There was a giant American flag, a lectern, chandeliers, an open bar. But the money raised didn't go to charity. There was no charity listed on the tickets or on the website where people bought the tickets. And the money didn't go for Mr. Trump's political campaigns. Instead, the proceeds, according to the New York Times, and according to persons familiar with the arrangement, went straight into Mr. Trump's pockets. But that's not the best part of this little Christmas party in Naples, Florida. These people paid $10,000 to $30,000 per ticket for the privilege of getting the entertainment of a band fronted by,
you guessed it, Frank Stallone.
That's right. $10,000 to see Frank Stallone in an airport hangar with Donald Trump. And they say fools and their money are soon parted.
just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
Radio 9!
She's a wonderful lady and she's mine, all mine. And there doesn't seem a way that she won't come and lose my mind. It's too easy humming songs to a girl in yellow dress. It's been a long time since the party and the room is in a mess. The four kings of EMI are sitting stately on the floor. There are birds out on the sidewalk and a valet at the door. He reminds me of a penguin with few and plaster hairs, talcum powder on the letter, and the birthday boy is there. Why don't you cut your hair? Why don't you live up there? Why don't you do what I do, see what I feel when I care? Now they've darkened all the windows and the seats in Naugahyde. I've been waiting for an hour, I can't find a place to hide. The being known as Wonder Girl is speaking, I believe. It's not easy trying to tell her that I shortly have to leave. Why don't you be like me? Why don't you stop and see? Why don't you hate who I hate? Kill who I kill to be free.
The Monkees on Radio 9. That's what Frank Stallone's band sounds like.
Holy smoke, land sakes, you ever, never thought this could happen to me.
Yeah. I got stung by a sweet honey bee. Oh, what a feeling to come over me. It started in my eyes, crept up to my head, flew to my heart. Well, I was stung, did I run? I got stung. Yeah. She had all that I wanted and more. And I've seen honeybees before. She started buzzing in my ear, but buzzing in my brain. Got stung. But what I feel, no, I feel I'm not. I got stung.
Porker's Paradise Sweetmeat Treats, purveyors of pork-like products to the Tri-Counties, proudly present
Jay Thurber!
Honeycomb, honeycomb.
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home. And they call it a honeycomb, and they roam the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall, and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips so honeycomb. Oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone. They made a walking, talking
talking. Honeycomb, well, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard. Pop them, well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I get every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all into one sweet tone. For my honeycomb, oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, a honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, we're getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Jimmy Rogers, if you're going through a rough time and you don't know where to turn, there is help. Pick up a phone and dial 211 or visit pa211sw.org. Now, their guides provide expert caring support, and they are ready to connect you with the help that you need. For help with food, health care, mental health, and other resources, dial 211. Your call is free and it's confidential.
Hey, what's happening?
It's a message from the United Way of Southwestern Pennsylvania and the Ad Council. 211. Get connected and get help. Here's Marvin Gaye. I don't know what's going on with you, but I hope it's good this Saturday afternoon on Radio 9.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the end. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. We'll be right back.
Marvin Gaye from 1971. More music after these important messages.
Getting a driver's license is a very exciting time in your teenager's life. It is one of the official rites of passage from childhood to adulthood. Parents have the potential to influence the driving habits of their children, and they are models for new drivers through their own driving behaviors. We encourage you to set a good example by using your seatbelt, watching your speed, following the traffic laws, and not using your cell phone while driving. The best lessons are taught by example. Drive Safe PA.
Brought to you by PennDOT and the Newcastle Junior Senior High School.
Are you looking for the finest in adult entertainment novelties in a discreet private environment? Then visit J&J Adult Outlet, Route 51 south of the Elizabeth Bridge. J&J stocks 20,000 items for adults only, like back pain remedies, reading glasses, and relaxed fit clothing. They've also got adult accessories for the bedroom, like flannel pajamas and comfy slippers. J&J Adult Outlet stocks the latest computer software for adults like TurboTax, Pinochle, and Bridge. Oh yeah. And J&J Adult Outlet has private video booths where you can view adult movies. That's right, in black and white and without special effects. Visit J&J Adult Outlet, Route 51. And by the way, they honor AARP cards.
Jay Herbert plays good guy hit.
149, much more music time. Sports and weather coming up next. We'll have Keystone State News for you at 2 o'clock. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. If you don't, you're in big trouble. I don't know either. Here's Three Dog Night on Radio 9. Dog Night here on Radio 9 at 1:53. Much more music time. Got new music coming your way from, how about from They Might Be Giants? We haven't heard from them yet today. So how about they might be Giants here coming up right after we take care of sports and weather. What else do I want to talk to you about? Oh, my God, he's still here. Can you believe he's still here? He's got to be, well, I'm old. I don't know how old he is. He's Pittsburgh's oldest teenager. He's Kevin Amos, and he holds it down every Sunday morning with 1-to-1 and the Jazz Corner, often imitated but not quite duplicated, only on your official Screamin' Jay Hawkins station, 88.3 WRCT Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University. Also on Sunday mornings, on our internet affiliate, Tube City Online Radio, you can have whiskey before breakfast, but I only recommend it if you're listening to Mando Richard. Join him for Whiskey Before Breakfast, 8 to 10, Sunday mornings on Tube City Online Radio, the new sound of the Mon Valley.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college basketball action, freshman Isha Namizian tied the Carnegie Mellon school record for three-point shots on Friday night as the Carnegie Mellon women's basketball team topped Brandeis University by a score of 66-51. That takes the women's team to 10-9 overall and 4-6 in their conference. Carnegie Mellon men coming up with a victory, too, in fact, holding off a comeback attempt by the Brandeis judges. They defeated Brandeis last night by a score of 78-72. At the Wigan Gym, the men's team now 11-8 on the season, 4-5 in the conference. Next game for the Carnegie Mellon men's team is tomorrow as they host NYU. That game gets underway at noon, women hosting NYU at 2 o'clock. Elsewhere in the world of sports, Team USA's hockey team defeated Canada 4-2 in a preliminary contest at the Beijing Olympic Games. That's the first time that the Americans have defeated the Canadians since 2010. The win puts the United States in first place for Group A. Norway continued its dominance at the Beijing Olympic Games on Saturday as Marius Lindvik won the gold medal in the men's large hill ski jumping event. In NHL hockey, the Pens are at the Prudential Center Sunday afternoon for a matchup with the New Jersey Devils. Sidney Crosby is coming into this game with the Devils. He's got 499 career goals. Seems almost certain that he will score his 500th goal in New Jersey on Sunday. The puck drops at 1:30. In Super Bowl action, the Cincinnati Bengals and Los Angeles Rams talking about their families showing up at the big game, Super Bowl 56 in Las Vegas on Sunday evening. Some team players for both of the teams got emotional. This is not emotional. This is just good. Cincinnati Bengals tight end C.J. Uzoma. I'm turning into Les Nessman lately. I can't pronounce names. Lately? No. All time. Uzoma said he will take a bath. I'm not making this up. Cincinnati Bengals tight end C.J. Uzoma said he will take a bath in Cincinnati chili if his team beats the L.A. Rams on Sunday. Uzoma made the comments at a media session. He was asked a question about a trend. I hope you're not eating anything. You may want to push it aside right for a moment. He was asked about a trend, an active trend among Bengals fans in Cincinnati who are drinking shotgun-style cold cans of Cincinnati chili and posting videos of it to support the team. Excuse me while lunch tries to make a return appearance. Good God, people. Get a grip. Tonight's predicted low temperature, 17 degrees. When the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with IceGuard protects your car from fuel line freeze-up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. A chance of rain mixed with snow this afternoon with a high of 37. Cloudy overnight, low 17. Mostly sunny on Sunday, 28. 14 Sunday night. Monday, partly sunny, 27. Tuesday, sunny skies and a high near 38 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 33 in Beaver County, 31 in Butler, 35 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at WRCT, 31 degrees.
Smashed up, destroyed, smashed up. I broke my rule, I broke my own rule.
to the top of the Statue of Freedom from gravity, and you're at liberty to jump from the top of the absence of responsibility and float into the emptiness.
Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and on Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, WMCK.FM, FSN News. Excuse me, I got to remember, 2 o'clock, we have PNS News. And it is, in fact, 2 o'clock.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for February the 11th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. A battle between Arizona legislators and the state's 230 public school districts over a four-decade-old funding cap has put students and their families squarely in the crossfire.
The issue is a constitutional amendment that limits public school funding to the amount approved back in 1980, with adjustments for inflation. If lawmakers don't approve a normally automatic override by March 1st, schools will lose more than $1 billion of funding. David Lujan, president of the Children's Action Alliance, accused lawmakers of playing political games.
We're going to be in the same situation next year and the year after, and it will continue to keep us in the basement in funding nationwide. We are last in the country in per pupil funding, but yet we're already at our state spending limit.
Conservative lawmakers may be concerned that if they raise the cap before the courts rule on a challenge to Proposition 208, it could permanently raise taxes on the wealthy. Prop 208, passed in 2020, increases school funding by taxing high-income Arizonans. Mark Richardson reporting.
Democrats in the Arizona House filed a bill last week to override the funding cap, but by Thursday, Republican leaders had not scheduled any hearings or a vote on the measure. The New York Times reports the National Archives and Records Administration discovered what it believed was classified information in documents that Donald J. Trump had taken with him from the White House as he left office. That discovery, which occurred after Trump returned 15 boxes of documents to the government last month, prompted the National Archives to reach out to the Justice Department for guidance. A new analysis reveals that the richest 1% of Ohio households pay $50,000 less a year in the state than 17 years ago.
According to research from Policy Matters Ohio and the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, the 2005 budget bill was a major restructuring of the tax system that resulted in an upside-down tax code that forces Ohioans who were paid the least to pay the highest share of their income in state taxes. Report author Gushia Baveisho says the tax changes span the gamut.
We have a reduction in tax rates for personal incomes, the flattening of the personal income tax. We also have a fundamental restructuring of how businesses are taxed. And instead of taxing profits and property, we tax revenue. There's also been several increases in gas prices, cigarette prices, sales taxes.
The report found that on average, 60% of tax filers with lowest incomes pay higher taxes than they did before 2005, and the wealthiest 20% pay about $5,500 less annually. As a result, the state has roughly $8 billion less annually in revenue, which Baveisho contends reduces funding for schools, healthcare, and community needs. Mary Sherman reporting.
This is PMS.
You're hearing things.
You're hearing things.
On Wonderful Radio.